It was written by someone, we don't know who he was. We don't know who he is. He wrote the Moe's Tzuris. I want to go through some of the Moe's Tzuris. What's fascinating is, Moe's Tzuris is not about Hanukkah exclusively. Sure, it mentions Hanukkah, but it's about lots of other things. As a matter of fact, it's brought down that the Sfas Emes used to sing Moe's Tzuris on Purim. Because you got Purim in here also. You got lots of interesting stuff. So Moe's Tzuris is really about Jewish history. So therefore, I have over here a great book. It's been written by someone named Ephraim Waxman, not the famous Rabbi Ephraim Waxman. That's CH. This is WAX. Anyway, this is a book which is Dor LaDor, goes through all of the different generations of the Jewish people. It's a little bit long, but not crazy, because really the world, I mean, you could break it down. It's not that long from when Adam HaRishon walked the earth until today. So we're going to go through some of that history, go through the Moe's Tzur. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Now, what's interesting is, and just an interesting nuance, is that the very last stanza does not appear in many of the original documents. In many of the original texts, the last one is Chasoif Zroya Kodshecha. I'm going to tell you what that's about, so you should know when we're singing it and stuff like that. Actually, some people don't even sing it. I know Baruch Levine made it into a beautiful song, but some people, my family's meaning is kind of to sing it. I'll tell you about it in a minute. But some people say that it was added on afterwards. It wasn't from the original author, because that's why it doesn't appear in original texts. However, others write that he did write it. However, it was removed from the Sidurim because of fear from the authorities. In other words, as follows. The last stanza that we read, and most who are going to go through the other ones, is about the present state that we're in right now, and about the people that are ruling us at the moment, and it's talking about Hashem should really get rid of them, take revenge against them, and all that stuff, get us out of here. So if someone would find out about that from the evil authorities, they can get very upset at us. So therefore, perhaps it was originally written, but it was removed for that reason. There are some kehilos that have the minig not to sing this stanza. It's not praise to Hashem, it's a tefillah. It's rather we're davening for the future. All the other ones is talking about the past. This last one's for the future. So for example, in my family, the minig is, just an interesting note, is our minig is to sing it in an undertone. We kind of like hum it more, or mutter it, like under our breaths. Because you don't want to sing it out loud, because then you're afraid people are going to hear you. You're singing, right? You could sing Yevana Nikpitzu Alai all day. It's not going to bother anybody. But if you sing, if your neighbors hear you sing about, so that's the meaning that we have, even though you don't really have to worry about anyone understanding what you're saying. But at the same time, this is what it is. So we're going to go through some of Moe's Tzur. We're going to go through some of Jewish history. We're going to do this as fast as we can. And just so you should get a background, that's what's going on in this kapitel. It seems like really Hanukkah is a time for a person to step back and to see everything that was happening in the history of Klal Yisrael and to get a general idea. It's important to have general Yudios Klalios. It's important to know history. It's actually a mitzvah d'oraisa according to some Rishonim. The Pasuk says, Zechor Yemois Olam, which is remember the days of the world. Binu Shnois Dor Vador, understand what was going on during the years. There's a very famous saying from some historian that those that do not study history are destined to repeat it or are condemned to repeat it. The point is that there's something to be learned from history. So we're going to go through it here. Ma'oiz Tzur Yeshuasi. Ma'oiz Tzur is the strength, my rock, my strength. Yeshuasi, who is my salvation. And we speak about how Hashem should tikkun beis tefilasi. You should fix the beis hamikdash. The first stanza also doesn't speak about anything in particular. It says, hold on a second. Leis tachin matbeach. Leis tachin matbeach means a person is preparing slaughtering, which might be a suggestion, a remiss to the fact that we are supposed to have sumptuous meals on Hanukkah also, even though it's not Suras Mitzvah, but leis tachin matbeach. Tevach tovach v'hochein is prepare good food. Az egmor b'shir mizmor. Then when you rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we will be able to complete the song. Az egmor, I will finish b'shir mizmor Chanukah samizbeach, as we once again complete the anointing of the Beis HaMikdash. The next one is talking about Golos Mitzrayim. It says, Ro'ois sova nafshi, it was bitter. B'yogon koichi chila, and they sapped my strength. Chayei meiru b'koishi, they made my life bitter with difficult, hard labor. B'shibud, as I was in slavery, bondage, Malchus Egla. The eagles, we know, that's why we slaughtered the lamb, because they're compared to, their Avodah Zarah was the eagle. Ubiadoi ha-gedoyla, with your great hand. Hoitzias ha-skuli, you've taken out your chosen people. Chel paroi v'chol zaroi, and the armies of Paro and all of his offspring, yardu ke'evan, they fell like a rock b'mtula in the clear water. The next one is talking about Bavel. Devir kodshay heviyani, you've brought me there into the Beis HaMikdash, which is called the Devir. V'gam sham lo shakatati, but I didn't have peace. It wasn't shaket, it wasn't quiet. Uvan noges v'higlani, and then came, this is Nebuchadnezzar, who came and he exiled me. Kizarim avadati, because I did something wrong. I was serving Avodah Zarah. V'yin ro masachti kimat she'avarti, we were almost annihilated. Kates Bavel, but that was the end of Bavel. Zerubbabel, and all through Zerubbabel, which is who is the Nasi of Sheva Yehuda, the Kate Shivim Noishati, and I was waiting for the end of at the end of 70 years, where the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt 70 years later after Bavel destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. Now came the story of Purim, which is the next one which we're going to speak about, and that happened in between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second. Kerois Koimas Beroish, we're speaking about over here, Mordechai Atzadik, who is considered to be like a Beroish, which is the type of a tree. Bikesh Agogi, that's Haman, Ben Hamidosa, Niosa Loi the Pachul, and Mikesh, everything ended up being for him a trap for Haman. The Gavosa Nishposa, and his haughtiness was thrown down. And then Roiv Banov Ekinyonov Ala Eitz Talisa, his children, everything he had was hung on a tree. He was hung on a tree. Everything went bad for him. The next one is the one we sing the most. Yevanim nikpitzu alai. This is what we're talking about celebrating today. Is the Yevanim they ganged up against us. Bimei hashmanim ufartzu choymois migdolai. We'll speak about that maybe a different time. They broke through the walls of my citadel. Vitimu kala shemanim, and they went tama almost everything. Interesting. Uminoisar kan kanim nasenes la shoshanim b'nei bina, people of intellect. Yimei shmoina, 8 days kavu shir urananim, they established for song and for singing. Now the last one, as we mentioned, is questionable whether you sing it, whether you say it at all, whether you say it quietly. Chasoif zroya kodshecha, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, should please reveal your tremendous strength, your arm. V'karev ketzagula, and bring close. Bring us, now we're not talking about the past, we're talking about the future. Karev ketz, bring close the end of times of the Yeshua, the salvation. Nikoim nikmas dam avadecha, take revenge of your servant. Me'uma harasha, from the evil nation. This is talking about Golas Edoim. Ki archa lano ha-Yeshua, it's been a long time we've been waiting for this. En ketz li'yemei ha-ra, there's no end to the bad days we've experienced. Dechei Admoin, which is send away Malchus Edoim, Betzel Tzalmoin, and send them down to the Tzalmoin is Gehenom, Hakem Lanu, and reestablish for us Roi'eh Shiva, which is the seven shepherds, the Ushbizin, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, and everyone. Okay, my friends, here we go. So I just want to go through a little bit. We have a few more minutes, and then we're going to end, about the history of the world. The world was created, actually, Adam HaRishon was born on day 6. 10 generations later, Noach. 10 generations later, Avram. We're now at the year 1948. The year from the way the world was created, year 1948, Avram HaRishon was born. 500 years later comes the whole story of the Sneh, the Makos, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mon. It all happens pretty fast. You know, there's a lot of action that happens. Har Sinai, the Meraglim, 40 years later, they go into Eretz Yisrael, the Meraglim, that messed everything up. So now we're at the year around 2500. 440 years later, we have the Beis HaMikdash. It was there for around, so it's around another 500 years. We're going to keep going in orders of 500, and then there's 70 years when the Beis HaMikdash was not built. During that 70 years, we have Achashverosh, Haman, and Mordechai. That's when Ahasuerus is celebrating the fact the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Mordechai was there, fascinatingly enough, by the story of Purim and also by the story of Hanukkah. He was still around Mordechai when the Hanukkah story happened. But that was years later, and there was Hanukkah was around the year 3597, was the time of Hanukkah. This was already the beginning of the time of the Tanoim. The Tanoim is like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, those are all Tanoim. So then, after that, in the year 4000 is when we hit the time for the Amoraim. The Amoraim is the next level after Tanoim. There, the Tanoim are in the Mishnah, the Amoraim are in the Gemara, the Amoraim are like Rav and Shmuel, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Abaye and Rava. Those are all Amoraim. 1,000 years later is the time for the Rishonim. The Rishonim are not in the Gemara, but they write on the Gemara. Rashi, Tosis, Rambam, Rif, Rajba, Ritva, Rosh. Those are all the Rishonim. And then around 500 years later is the time for the Amoraim. For the Achroinim. Achroinim is the Pnei Yeshua, Marsha, the Magen Avram, the Ramchal is considered one of the Achroinim. So there we are with the year 5,500. That's not that far away from where we are right now. So we have a direct chain. We can tell you everything from the moment that the world was created. There is not a second in time when we do not know what was happening or who was living. We have all, the entire history, b'mesayra. And Hanukkah is a time when we kind of like step back and look at everything that happened in the entire, the course of the entire history of the world. It was a very dark time for us, but if we know that where we're coming from, we'll also know where we are heading. That's it for tonight. Thank you very much.